Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, I'm joined by Brooklyn Crippen and Sydney Ho. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite events here in the Castle Country. And that, of course, is Helper Saturday Vibes. It's a pleasure to have both of you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
We're excited.
And you know, it's exciting, but also a little bittersweet. This is the last Helper Vibes of the season coming up this Saturday, September 27th. It's been a long summer, but these events have really made it pass by. You go to each Helper Vibes, you see people just out and enjoying the town, and that's what this is really all about, connecting community to the city of Helper.
So true. It has been a long summer, and we are so excited for it to end.
I'm sure from a planning perspective, it gets a bit exhausting. I mean, you guys, it's not like you can plan these events overnight. This starts early on in the year, and you have to try and organize the bands. You have to prepare for band cancellations. You have to prepare vendors. All sorts of things come your way. And I have the luxury of not having to put up with the administrative side. I just get to go and enjoy the festivities. But this way, to end things out, you guys are doing a pretty special collaboration with Utah State University Eastern.
We sure are. And you know, there are so many things we can plan for and so many things we can't plan for, like the weather at our last event. But we are so excited for our last event. And the one with USU Eastern is always is one of my favorites. I think this is the second year we've done it. And last year was a hoot.
And I mean, Utah State University Eastern is a community staple at this point. Everyone knows where they're going when they're looking for that Aggie blue. And it's nice to have a local university like that. Now, Brooklyn, your coordinator of special programs over at the college, when you first heard about this collaboration with Helper Vibes, what kind of excited you most about the partnership?
I think just being able to partner on such a fun event. You have people from Helper, from Price, everywhere all over that come. And so I think it's just such a fun way to join what's already been so great and kind of highlighting some of our programs, our athletics, and some departments that we have going to be there.
You know, I think on top of everything, too, it's a chance for students to get out and explore the community. I mean, I know as a college freshman, I freaked out a little bit, if I'm being honest. I didn't know how to get involved with the community. I didn't know what to do. But it's events like these and partnerships like these that can really work to help connect that student body to the area and hopefully encourage them to stay just a little bit post-grad, because we love having those smiling faces over on campus stay with us here in the Castle Country. Now, let's talk about the music. It's always fun because, you know, you get some great local groups and that are just always so entertaining. This week, we talked about it before we came on air a little bit. Some of the most interesting band names I have ever heard. You start with Supper Time at 5 p.m. What is Supper Time? What can we expect from this group?
Yeah, Supper Time is our regular sound guy, Sam's band. We love him, so we love Supper Time. And they do loose improvised entertainment of some kind. I think the words pop and jazz were used earlier. It's going to be a good time.
And you know, I like the sound of that, some of that more free-flowing interpretive style music. I think that's so fun to listen to. You never quite know what you're in store for. And we talked about that last week when they were set to play before that storm. It's always a challenge as an organizer trying to make sure that you're ready for your normal sound guy to be up on stage and any problem that might come along with that. And then taking the stage at 8 p.m., Monkey Friday. That's a name which, when you first said it, my jaw dropped. That's the greatest band name I have ever heard.
Monkey Friday is a fun one. They play funk, rock, pop covers. Ooh. And it's going to be a party.
You can't go wrong with any of those genres. And I mean, especially with the combination with them and Supper Time, it's going to keep people rocking the night away. Now, Brooklyn, with this being more Utah State University oriented, let's talk about the school for a second. How has the start of the school year been? You've been in class for about a month now. What are you seeing over on campus?
It's so fun having students back and just seeing the different events going on. It's awesome to hear that people are coming back together and having a fun time together. And so we're super excited to be able to bring this energy that we have on campus to Helper for Lit Vibes.
And you know, like you hit on earlier, it's going to be a great chance to catch up with some of the programs you guys offer, as well as those athletic teams. And they're so involved in the community too. I mean, you look at just this past weekend, baseball out helping renovate their field in Helper. It's just so much community involvement there. Soccer's been on a tear. Volleyball, of course, incredible as always. We have a spectacular volleyball team. Quick plug for them. If you haven't gone and seen them play, I highly recommend checking them out. That's a stellar group of athletes.
They're amazing. They're fun to watch.
Now, Sydney, looking at the vendor selection, how are we closing out this Helper Vibe season?
Yeah, in addition to all of our fun friends from USU Eastern, this is the first event Ruben's Barbecue is going to be at. The Nacho Bus is coming back. Our pancakes are coming back from Wicked Kitchen. It's going to be a party.
I'm actually planning on grabbing some of those pancakes after we hop out of the studio. They're in town right now. Quick plug for them as well. They're just incredible food
so
that they're
good.
Serving up
so
over
good.
There. Now, of course, the margarita, always a hit, and I'm sure with the final week of Vibes upon us, where we're going out with a bang, what is on the menu?
That's a loaded question this week. We were really, really sad we couldn't do the Shirley Temples last week, so we will be having the Shirley Temples in addition to our blue margarita. There's a little red versus blue there. Don't think about it too hard.
This isn't an endorsement of either of those two schools up north.
It is not at all. So we have a blue raspberry, bleed blue margarita in addition to that Shirley Temple.
I mean, you got me wondering, do you think they make blue grenadine? We can make this a little bit easier on us.
Right? I wanted to dye it, but if we add blue now, it's going to be purple, so...
That's a bit of a struggle you run into, but two choices, that's double the fun,
right?
In that department. And of course, kids activities, always fun, because there's something for everybody at True. Helper Vibes. The bouncy houses, I'm sure, are going to be as fun as always, and you always have something really fun dialed up in that kids corner.
Yeah, it's going to be something Eastern themed, so keep an eye out for that.
And it's fun getting these kids engaged with Utah State University just as a whole in general early on, because, I mean, you go to elementary schools, they're going to associate schools with their athletic teams. So this is a chance for, you know, instead of kids saying, you know, I'm a fan of BYU, I'm a fan of Utah, we can have a kid say, I'm a fan of Utah State University Eastern. I think that would be the best thing. Now, Brooklyn, Sydney, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just a huge thank you to USU Eastern and Brooklyn for getting involved with us and coming out, and everybody wear blue this weekend. Aggie blue. That is a navy color, for those of you who don't know that, by the way. We're going with navy this weekend.
We're excited to partner with Helper Vibes, so make sure you bring your friends and, like Sydney said, make sure you wear navy blue or wear Eastern clothing.
Yeah, wear the right colored blue, or just play it safe by wearing Eastern clothing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Brooklyn, Sydney, pleasure to have you in, as always. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brooklyn Crippen and Sydney Ho, and we're talking about this upcoming Helper Saturday Vibes event coming up on Saturday, September 27th, starting at 5 p.m. on Helper's historic Main Street, an event to close the season that you're not going to want to miss, celebrating Utah State University Eastern. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.